goodness, every 4 years we have to go through this stuff. The Pope came out the other day and he decided that he's for gay marriage. Can you believe that? The Pope. We live with a lot of our political leaders who believe abortion is okay right up to 9 months. It's terrible. When I ask you a question, can you live without God? The answer to this question for the child of God should be quite obvious. Contrary to the claims of atheists and agnostics through the centuries, man cannot live, I repeat, man cannot live without God. And they can't live without the fact of God. The fact is, without God, you would have no life at all. Outside of Christ, there is no reality. There is no logic. There is no reason for anything. Everything was made for Christ. Even time itself did not exist before verse 1 of Genesis chapter 1. The only thing that existed before Genesis chapter 1 was God and eternity. Think about it. You might say, I don't even believe the Bible and what it says. Well, you know, I guess I'd have to tell you, I'm really sorry for you, if that's how you feel. Eternity will not be good for you. You'd better hope God gives you the ability to reconsider your thought process. I would like for everyone here tonight, maybe tomorrow sometime, read chapter 1 of Genesis. You'll learn quite a bit there. It's only 31 verses, but these are the facts. As the Creator, God originated human life. To say that man can exist apart from God is to say that a watch can exist without a watchmaker, or a story can exist without a storyteller. We owe our being to the God in whose image we are made after. All of mankind's existence depends on God, whether you choose to acknowledge his existence or not. As the sustainer, God continuously bestows grace and mercy to our lives. Read Psalm 104. God speaks of his sustaining abilities and all he does to benefit mankind and every beast of the field. At the beginning, I asked a question. Can you live without God? John 14:6, Jesus tells Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus here says that he is life, and all mankind is under his dominion and under his authority. All creation is held together by the power of Christ. Be thankful, even those who reject God receive their sustenance from him. Some of these may be your family members. Matthew 5:45 tells us, For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Do you really believe that man can live without God? To think that man can live without God is to suppose that a sunflower can continue to live without light or a rose without water. As the Savior, Jesus gives eternal life to all that his Father gives to him. John 1:4 tells us, In him, Jesus, was life. And the life was the light of men. John 10:10, Jesus says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John 3, verses 15 and 16 says, That whosoever believeth in him, Jesus, should not perish but have eternal life. Verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For man to live, truly live, he must know Christ. John 17:3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Without God, man has physical life only. In Genesis 2:17, God warned Adam, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And as we know, they did disobey, but they did not die physically. That day, rather, they died spiritually. Something inside them died. The spiritual life they had known, the communion with God, the freedom to enjoy him, the innocence and purity of their soul, it was all gone that day. Adam, who had been created to live and fellowship with God, was cursed with a completely carnal existence after that. What God had intended to go from dust to glory now was to go from dust to dust. Like Adam, man without God today still functions in an earthly existence. Such a person may seem to be happy. After all, there is enjoyment and pleasure to be had in this life, isn't there? But even those enjoyments and pleasures cannot be fully received without a relationship with God. Some who reject God seem to live happy lives. Their fleshly pursuits seem to yield a carefree and gratified existence. The Bible tells us there is a certain measure of delight to be had in sin. Moses knew all about this pleasure, but in Hebrews 11:25, he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. The problem with the pleasures of sin for a season is that it is only temporary. Life in this world is short. Sooner or later, the pleasure seeker, like the prodigal son in the parable, finds that worldly pleasure is unsustainable. Don't forget how short life is. Psalm 90 tells us in verse 10, the days of our years are 70. That's 70 years. I'm almost there. And if they be 80 years, 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. We're starting to feel that. For it is soon cut off and we fly away. Where are you going to fly to when you leave this world? You'll be flying straight to God. Do you want to meet him? Do you want to meet him on your terms or on his terms? I think you better try to meet him on his terms. You better think about it. Not everyone who rejects God is an empty pleasure seeker, however. There are many unsaved people who live disciplined, sober lives, happy and fulfilled lives. Many live lives with certain moral principles which will benefit anyone in this world. Fidelity, honesty, self-control, etc. But I remind you yet again, with all of these good attributes, without God, man has only this world. Just because you get smoothly through this life does not mean that you're ready for the afterlife. Read the parable of the rich man in Luke 12. He took very good care of himself. He tore down his barns to build bigger ones so he could store much more goods for years to come, that he might take his ease to eat, drink, and be merry. But God told him in verse 20, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, then whose shall those things be? How about the rich young moral man in Matthew 19? Jesus told him to sell all that he had and give it to the poor, after he had asked Jesus what he could do to have eternal life. He asked Jesus, what can I do to have eternal life? And the Lord told him to sell all that he has and give it to the poor. And he couldn't do that. Not even for eternal life. You know? The young man went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions and did not want to part with them. Without God, man is unfulfilled in this life. Man is not at peace with his fellow man. Look at the news. See the unrest in our political system. What a mess. Man is restless with himself because he has no peace with God. It's one of the greatest things that I got when he saved my soul is I had a peace with God that passes all understanding. You can have all the pleasure you want in this life. It won't lead to happiness or peace with God. King Solomon gave himself to a pursuit of all that this world has to offer. His words are found in the book of Ecclesiastes. Solomon discovered that knowledge in and of itself is futile. He found that pleasure and wealth are futile. Materialism is folly, and riches are fleeting. Solomon concludes that life is God's gift, and the only wise way to live is to fear God. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That's found in Ecclesiastes 12. In another word, there's more to life than a physical dimension. There's the spiritual dimension as well. Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. My life was a mess, but when God saved me, all that changed. I know you probably think it would be glad if it changed more, but he's still working on me. But Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. My life was a mess. I already read that. But when he saved me, life became understandable and worth the living. That might be where that song came from that we sing. It is useless for us to search within ourselves for the cure to all our miseries. Man can only find life and fulfillment when he acknowledges God. Without God, your destiny is hell. The man without God is spiritually dead. You really don't have a life. You have that 70 or 80 years that he talked about, you know. After that, the man without God is spiritually dead. When his physical life is over, he faces eternal separation from God. What a tragedy. In conclusion, we must fully depend on Jesus. Without him, we have nothing. But with him, we have everything. When you don't have Christ, you have no power over sin or Satan, and you don't truly have life. So can man live without God? I say no. Lost man can exist, but only in the physical life, and still is dead in trespasses and sins according to God. In the afterlife, lost man will be eternally separated from God. Seek the Lord while he may be found, you know. You don't know, you don't have a guarantee of the next 5 minutes. Anyway, let's be dismissed. Brother Tim, will you lead us in prayer?